I've been through hell during my first year as a new mom. 2 surgeries, postpartum depression, and trying to figure out how to be a mom all at once. There were days where I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror, let alone create content. I really felt broken and stuck. And I just had this constant feeling that I was failing at everything. That's what I'm going to be talking about today. I want to open up about the lowest points I faced and how I almost nearly gave up and the messy, imperfect path that got me out of that hole. And if you're feeling like this and you don't know how to get out of that spell, this episode is for you. So let's get you back on track. Welcome back, everyone, to 9 to 5 Mom with a Pod. I am your host, Fran, and today's episode is all about tackling that stuck feeling every momfluencer experiences. Before we dive into today's episode, I would like to take a moment and ask for your support. Make sure to hit that like button below and leave a comment. You can also subscribe to our podcast on Apple and Spotify to make sure you don't miss an episode. It was an overwhelming year, my first year as a new mom. Within a span of just a few months, I had undergone not one, but 2 surgeries. And I don't know how much my body could take anymore. Mentally and emotionally, I was falling apart. And as a new mom, I was already navigating that chaos that comes with those early months that you're trying to just figure everything out. The constant feedings, the sleepless nights, and just that never-ending cycle of sleep regression. You know what I'm talking about. So I was just desperately trying to figure out how to soothe my baby, take care of my family. And, you know, and if you've been there, you know it's no joke. And every day it just feels like DEFCON 1, like the world was just constantly on the verge of falling apart. And just when I thought, just maybe I was starting to get the hang of things, postpartum depression hit me. It wasn't just the exhaustion anymore. It was this deep, suffocating sadness that just made the simplest tasks feel impossible. And one day, I will never forget this, I remember looking in the mirror and just not recognizing the person. Where did the old me go? I had this spark before, right? And I just felt like I've lost that spark, my creativity, my sense of self in the middle of it all. And I felt so trapped in someone else's body. I felt I was renting my own body, just trying to make it through each day without falling apart. And at the same time, I was trying to start a business, which felt like the most impossible task in the world at the time. How was I supposed to be a creative, motivated momfluencer coach when I could barely keep it together as a mom, as a wife? Every step felt like I was dragging weight. And I'd scroll through social media, which was the biggest mistake of my life. And then I see other influencers out there who look like they were thriving, perfect photos, successful businesses. And it made me feel even worse. Why couldn't I get it together? Why couldn't I also be like them? Why couldn't I just thrive as well? So weeks and weeks went by, then months, and I just felt like the weight of everything really started to settle in. It's not an easy thing, an overnight thing to overcome. And my body was still healing, but not fast enough, you know? And even when I tried, and it's just that self-doubt is incredibly suffocating. So I wanted to talk to you about this today because it's a mini episode, but I do want to talk about this turning point, that moment of change for me. And something happened that I didn't expect. I received a message from one of my followers, and she was thanking me for a piece of content I had posted on Instagram. For me, it wasn't a big deal, but it was something so simple. I think it was a tip about juggling motherhood and self-care, but to her, it made a difference. She DM'd me and she said that my advice had helped her in her content creation journey. And that's when I said, you know what? If she can feel seen and understood by me, that means that I've done my job. And that message is a wake-up call. Because here I am thinking I wasn't doing enough. I'm not good enough. And yet my content actually helped someone. And this is what I will tell you, because it reminded me of why I started this journey in the first place. And now I'm telling you to ask yourself, when you're in that moment that you feel like you're drowning and you're exhausted, ask yourself, why did I start this journey in the first place? What was that goal? I didn't create content to be perfect or to, let's say, compete with others. That's not what I'm here for. I created it to share this sort of real, messy, but beautiful journey as a mom and a momfluencer coach. And I'm just here to connect with other momfluencers like you that are going through the same struggles and help you get out of that and help you succeed with that. So that one message gave me the push that I needed, because I said, okay, I can't win it all, right? It's a small win. But it really did shift something inside of me, because that's when I realized that I've been focusing on the wrong things this whole time, comparing myself to others, chasing quick growth, and forgetting completely the impact that I was already making. So I knew at that moment that I didn't need to have everything figured out. And I will tell you the same. You don't need to have everything figured out, because what matters is showing up and showing up on the hard days. And from that moment on, I stopped obsessing over perfection and I gave myself the permission to create content that felt real to me, not what I thought others wanted to see. And I set a smaller achievable goal, something realistic. And I think I did another episode about this, about setting realistic goals. Like, for instance, I said to myself, I'm going to post once a week instead of trying to push out content every single day. And I focused on the quality of my connection with my audience rather than that quantity of followers. You can have 100,000 followers and not one client, not one lead. This is not about overnight success. It's about showing up consistently, even when things aren't perfect. So it's okay to get 25 views on a video, but you get that one client, you can actually change that one person's life. That's way better than getting 10,000 views and no clients. So think about that. So what did I learn? What I learned was invaluable. First, I realized, and I will tell you the same, that consistency is more important than perfection, because it's easy to fall into that trap, that thinking that every post, every podcast episode, every story has to be flawless. And the truth is, showing up is all that matters. It's what really matters. And being authentic and sharing your real experiences. If you can connect with your audience in a deeper way, instead of chasing perfection, that's invaluable right there. And second, I learned for myself to set boundaries with myself. And I will tell you to do the same. I had to stop pushing myself to the brink because I want to do it all or expect that I should be doing it all. No. I gave myself permission to slow down, take breaks, and focus on what really matters, both in my personal life and in my business. And that shift in mindset will allow you, just like it allowed me, to create from a place of peace rather than that pressure. And most importantly, I realized that the impact isn't just measured by numbers. The growth, the followers, and the likes will come eventually. Build a community. Don't just think of them as followers. Build a community. Because what truly matters is that impact that you're having on people who are already listening, watching, and supporting you. Even if it's just one person, that connection is powerful. Since that moment, I've really embraced the idea that being a momfluencer, or I guess a momfluencer coach, isn't about doing it all or having it all together. It's about sharing my journey, my highs, my lows, you know, all of that. And then focus on creating content that feels genuine to me, because that content will speak to you. who might be going through the same struggles as I am. And the amazing thing is that the more I embraced my authenticity and who I really truly am, the more that I found the creative flow again. So my content improved just because of that. And so can you. Focus on your content, focus on your engagement, and trust me, you'll feel so much lighter. It's like a weight lifted off your shoulders. And just to recap, if you're feeling stuck, remember this. It's okay to not have it all figured out. Give yourself the permission to slow down, to refocus on what really matters, and show up as your true and perfect self. Because at the end of the day, the people who follow you aren't looking for perfection. They're looking for someone who gets it, someone who's been there. And that someone is you. So this wraps up our mini episode for today. I really want to thank all of you momfluencers for listening. And if you want more free tips, you can go to my website, 9to5momwithapod.com, and check out all of my free resources and free one-on-one coaching for momfluencers. Thank you for listening, and until next time.